Good morning, guys. Welcome to Sean Today. Well, I guess maybe it's the afternoon, actually, depending. It depends on where you are in the country. For me, it's still morning right now here in San Francisco. It's 11:38 in the morning, but my internal body clock and my MacBook Air tell me that it's actually 1:38 in the afternoon because that's Kansas City time. So that's the way it is. So WWDC, we're a couple days in. iOS 7, like holy cannoli, right? So so I went ahead and installed iOS 7 on my my main device, on my iPhone 5, which may prove to be a bad idea. I don't know. We'll see. Because now I'm kind of stuck with it pretty much until it comes out. So through all the good and the bad of the betas, I'm going to have to survive with that. But so far, so good. Now, as history has told us with the betas of iPhone software, that the very first beta doesn't necessarily, just because the first one's stable, doesn't necessarily mean that beta 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many there's going to be, that those will all be stable. And with last year, with iOS 6, it was like every other beta version went from stable to unstable, back to unstable, etc. So so hopefully we don't have that trouble, but I went ahead and went for it. And partly just because there's so much going on, so much new with the interaction of iOS 7, I just wanted to be really familiar with it. I am planning on writing some sort of a review, an overview, something I'm not sure quite yet what it will be when it actually does come out later this fall. And so I wanted to get started early. This is such a radical departure, such a change from all the previous versions. And I just wanted to be very intimately acquainted with the new operating system. I will say that it's pretty great. I guess it's hard to explain, right? Like there's nooks and crannies of iOS 7 that are still needing some help, of course, and it's the beta version, right? So you got to take everything with a grain of salt at this point. But what I feel like is one of the differences, I guess you could say that the highs in iOS 7 are higher and the lows maybe are a little bit lower than in previous versions. And in regard to the fact that there are screens and there are designs and there are things in iOS 7 that are just like, wow, like, holy crap, I can't believe, like, this is my phone, this is my operating system, right? Like, that you have those moments, like the lock screen is just awesome. Really love the lock screen. The new notification center, there's some really great stuff in there. Like the Today view, you're just like, wow, I can't believe I have this. So there's some really cool stuff there. And then there's some other things that are like, not quite so, not quite so great. Some of the icons and things like that. But, like I said, you got to take it with a grain of salt. So needless to say, I'm excited about it. Really enjoying it. It's going to be interesting to see. I think that I was talking to a friend of mine who works at Apple, and one of his sentiments is very similar to something that Marco Arment wrote about today. And also that I linked to, you can see that on the site, as well as something that Mike Montero said as well. And basically it's this idea that iOS 7 is like almost like the design of it is an undesign, like it's non-designed. It's this, I guess, it's just starting over. It's this the killing of the sacred skeuomorphic cow or whatever that may be, and really starting over, not just with the new z-axis stuff and the workflows and kind of the fundamental way that you interact with it, like that's starting over, but also it's like just this blank slate of design that's almost intentionally undesigned for the purpose of like starting over, right? Like burning down the forest and setting the stage for the next generation of mobile software design and really operating system design, right? Like iOS is one of the most popular, most used operating systems in the world. Like, they've got like 500 million users on iOS, which is just enormous, right? It's huge. So you're basically starting over for everyone and going to the next level. And it's just this huge departure. And so I think some of the points where people go, oh my gosh, like this icon's so bad, that's so bad. What if it's like the McDonald's theory of decision-making, right? Where the biggest, the most important thing is to just get momentum, right? And so Apple is not only designing this for themselves and for their internal momentum, but also for the momentum of all the third-party developers. And So you've got to the McDonald's theory, if you're not familiar with it, it's something that I linked to maybe a week or two ago, and it's the idea, it's also something that I pulled from Frank Chimero's book on Shape of Design. And it's the idea that the most important thing when you're doing design work is momentum and having that momentum and just moving forward, and then you build and you iterate from there. And so the McDonald's theory is that you start with just the worst idea possible. So you're trying to decide where to go to lunch. You say, "Well, how about McDonald's?" And everyone's like, "There is no way we're going to McDonald's. That is a horrible idea. How about Applebee's? You know, how about Chipotle?" Right? And then you begin to come up with better ideas, and you begin to get momentum and moving things forward. And that's Frank Chimero's concept. He goes, "Okay, what if, you know, we're designing a flyer for a museum, and you know, or the opening of the library, and the flyer says, you know, bring your tambourines and your bullhorns," right? Okay, that'd be kind of a bad idea for a library, right? But it's a start, right? And then you can only get better from there, and it helps with building the momentum. And what if, you know, so what if, like, these quote unquote these bad icons, all this stuff, the outrage that a lot of these designers are having, what if all of that is like it's trivial outrage, like they're completely missing of the point. What if the Safari icon is intentionally bad? You know, like, what if some of the things that people are upset about with the iPhone software, what if they're that way on purpose? What if it is this McDonald's theory? And I'm not trying to use this as my stance saying that I think iOS 7 is ugly, because I don't. I'm becoming more and more of a fan of it the more that I use it. But there's a lot of the physics of it, and the Z-axis stuff, and the interaction that is just brilliantly clever. And it's almost like that's the design. Like, the UX is like the primary design, and everyone's kind of getting caught up on the graphical look of it. But what if it's just this, the most base, simple, you know, quote unquote, the worst design it can be, though it's not bad. But follow with me. I think you know what I'm saying here. To set that stage for the next generation of development in terms of where the pixels go for third-party developers, and for what Apple's going to be creating, and that it can only now be built up from here. That it just had to say, you know what, we just had to scrap what we were doing. And in some ways, I think that's really cool. And in some ways, it's kind of a bummer. Like, now you look at the Instagram icon, and it almost feels like this pompous, out-of-place icon. It's like it's this guy wearing a zoot suit to you know, Wednesday afternoon brunch or something like that, right? Like, it's almost like he doesn't belong there. The Instagram icon, which is so detailed, so beautiful, so you know, so true to real life, but then you put it next to, you know, the VSCOcam album, and the new photos icon design for that icon, and, you know, Cameron Noir, and just the iOS stock, the new iOS 7 stock camera icon, and these are, you know, kind of flat, like, outline icon, you know, things with some color in them. And then you look at the Instagram icon, and it's like, it's so detailed, so beautiful, and it almost feels pompous. And so in that regard, it's kind of like, oh, bummer. You know, like, the Instagram icon is this work of art, and in a way, it almost feels like it doesn't belong there anymore. And so that's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting juxtaposition. And so it'll be interesting to see where things go and how things work out. You know, Ardeo feels like it just fits right in. Man, you launch Ardeo, and you're using it, and it feels like iOS 7 was an RDO, like, clone almost. Like, RDO really ahead of their time here in that regard with the design. I feel like Twitterific 5 fits in very well. Vesper kind of fits in pretty well. Some of these apps already are starting to feel, you know, they already start to feel right. Riposte, you know, feels right. So anyways, really, yeah, interesting, exciting stuff. Be interesting to see where we go. So those are kind of my first thoughts, some of my first impressions. I've been linking to a lot of stuff, really, really reading some smart stuff. I don't know, I haven't yet gotten to the point where I'm ready to take all of my thoughts and put them into words. So we'll see how that goes. Anyways, hope you guys are enjoying whatever it is you're doing. I'm going to have some lunch and have some fun with some friends here in town. And I will talk to you tomorrow. All right? God bless.